All right, got our first guest. We've been touching base with the parish president, Mike Cooper, about this time every morning, and got him on the line now. Mr. President, how are you?
Good morning, Charles. Doing great this morning.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So I know you guys made a bit of news yesterday. The coroner had some things to say about some numbers, some specifics. I was hoping you could share some of that information with us.
Sure. Yesterday afternoon, Dr. Charles Preston, our coroner, who is the chief medical officer for St. Tammany, myself, and Mayor Greg Cromer of Slidell, met on the steps of City Hall in Slidell and had a brief press conference. Coroner Preston wanted to share some numbers with the citizens of Slidell in the Slidell area and actually for St. Tammany Parish as a whole. First, I'd like to say that we all agree that our citizens have done a great job in complying with the stay-at-home order, but we need to do better. And I appreciate the coroner being very meticulous in tracking the deaths caused by the coronavirus illness throughout our communities. And he identified on a map the 55 deaths as of yesterday and the concentration, particularly in the municipal areas, the high concentrated areas. And in the Slidell area, the numbers were just a little higher than in the other municipalities and other areas around our parish. But it still remains a parish-wide concern, and we should not let our guard down at this time.
I think that was, I guess, the point he was making, right, was Slidell, he was talking about the fact that it is more a little bit more of a gateway city from New Orleans into St. Tammany. There are more people there. So it's natural that you would have a collection of folks who have gotten the virus there to as we
right.
start this thing off.
And that's exactly right. And while not sharing any further specific numbers, he did indicate that most of the deaths were those who were higher in age and also had underlying health conditions.
Yeah.
So that's and the purpose of the press conference was to continue to stress to our citizens in Slidell, in the Slidell area, and across St. Tammany Parish that we need to continue to stay at home, and if we do go out, to take the precautions that are mandated by the CDC and through the governor's declaration, through the parish president's declaration, and through the mayor of Slidell's declaration, and the mayors of other cities who have made declarations as well, for the health and safety of our citizens.
And he, I think he said very clearly, look, we're talking about the Slidell, but also the cities right now. It can go anywhere. You've got to do what we're asking you to do.
That's exactly right. And I stress the same thing, that staying at home does mean staying at home or staying in close proximity to your home. Do not travel to other cities if you don't have to. Do not travel to other parishes. Don't travel to other states. Let's in these next few weeks continue to stay at home, even though the weather is beautiful and we want to get out and do things that we normally do in the spring. We must stay at home. And if we want to be able to bring our businesses back, open up our restaurants, put people back to work, and support our nonprofits in ways that they've had activities to support their endeavors that support the community. So it's a domino effect, but it all goes back to taking the personal responsibility and personal sacrifice to stay at home these next few weeks so that we can stop the spread, not only in Slidell, in the Slidell area, or Covington, Mandeville, or anywhere in St. Tammany. We need to take these sacrifices for the next few weeks.
All right, we're almost out of time. Anything else you want to touch on before we let you go?
Well, also, I had a few minutes to speak at the press conference yesterday, And I thanked our local hospitals, Slidell Memorial Hospital, Ochsner North Shore, St. Tammany Parish Hospital, and Lakeview Regional Medical Center, and the healthcare professionals that sustain these hospitals. They're on the front line each and every day serving our citizens. I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart on behalf of the citizens of St. Tammany, and also the first responders, law enforcement, fire, emergency medical services, and such. So please stay informed. I ask our citizens to stay at home, which will save lives.
All right, there he is, your parish president, Mike Cooper. Mike Cooper, we appreciate the time every morning, and thank you for what you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Charles, and I look forward to tomorrow's call.